And Overdrive Reality is back in the sound vault, but it is not Mate this week. It is myself, MT Matt, with Adam Malkowski, and then Mike Trinidad. You are back. Welcome back to the show, man.
Bam, 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 bam. It's good to be back.
DJ.
We got the mics fixed. We got the cameras rolling. I mean, I think we finally got the home set up now.
We might be on the next level. I'm not sure yet.
I don't think we're on the level of dope yet. We're almost.
We might be dope soon. It'll happen eventually.
See, it only took us 3 hours to get it set up today.
Yeah, it only took 3 hours
instead
today.
Of six. So then next week it should only take about an hour and a half to get set up.
And then we'll be down to a half hour. Then we will have no setup time at all, ever.
And then everything's just going to magically appear ready to go.
It'll be magically delicious.
Until we punch a hole in the wall, that's going to cut the time down.
Oh, yeah. We definitely
One door.
We need to punch a hole in the wall, and we're doing it without Mate's permission.
Oh, well, if he watches this, we're...
Oh.
Yep. He'll see a hole in his wall. Yeah,
when he comes home.
He's going to see the hole in the wall. It happens, dude.
And yes, we do have permission to be here before anybody thinks we're not have permission to be here.
He's here.
So, but I mean, we're back. Yeah, next, another week. I mean, what's going on? What is going on with Overdrive Reality this week?
I have
week?
A dragon mug. That's what I...
Yeah. And you got some stainless steel mug this week, and I'm just stuck with a boring coffee mug.
But there's a... What is it, like a week till Star Wars comes out now?
There is a week till Star Wars hits.
The only thing that I am at all even looking forward to in that stupid movie is the score. Because John Williams is a monster. And
oh, yeah.
Like, John Williams is a goddamn monster. And that's all I care about. I'm not looking forward to the movie even this, like, not even this much. Not even a little bit.
I mean, you don't like Star Wars, though. I mean.
It's okay. I mean.
That much. Actually going to go see it, or are you just going to watch it when it comes on DVD?
I don't think I'm going to go to see it. I don't think I'm going to see it at all, to be honest. I mean, if it's just like, if someone's like, oh, let's throw on Star Wars, I got it on bootleg.
You're like the 3% of the world that's not going to go see it.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to see it.
Did you see that there's like a line of people waiting outside like the Chinese theater?
12 days in advance.
In Hollywood?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
They started 12 days in advance.
Just camping outside.
But do they already have tickets?
Maybe.
I mean, if you already have tickets, why are you going to camp outside to get a good seat?
No, yeah, because I think it's for a primary seating or whatever have you.
Yeah.
But what I saw was they only allow you to have your... Because they allow you to put your tents up, but you can only put your tents up between, I think it's like 10 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So there's only like... Something like that.
Maybe like 10 o'clock at night till 6 a.m. and then you got to take your tents down?
And then you got to take your tents down. Or 7 o'clock, something like that. It's like it's only like...
You just can't live there now.
Yeah, you can't live there for 12 days.
It has to be gone for a few hours.
Yeah, like, so I think it's like something like 14 hours down and then 8 hours up or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that 24 hours?
It sounds about right. Remember we were talking about like a phone app designed to come out? Like it'd be like Uber for waiting in line. Like
I already have this patented, so if anybody fucking takes this, I'm coming to your house and I'm gonna murder you. What I thought would have been a cool idea was to instead of having it's basically like an Uber app where you hire somebody to wait in line for you for midnight releases, for
video games,
for tickets to concerts, to Black Friday sales or anything like that. And basically you just kind of stand there, do the thing. And you know how like nowadays you can like pay with your phone for everything right now? Basically they charge your phone with their money, like they charge it up.
Or they could already prepay the amount.
Or yeah, prepay it, something like that. And then
that's
crazy. Then you pay for it and you bring it to them. They pick it up from your house, something like that. Then you figure out how that deal works with afterwards. But so, I mean, I'm sure. I mean, with these people standing 12 days ahead of time, I mean, so if you want to pay, so, if you want to pay me, like,
well, what's the rate you're gonna charge to stand like per hour, per day?
I mean, I would do per hour. I would imagine be per hour. I mean, obviously, if you're gonna be there for 12, if somebody's like, I want you to stand there for 12 days. Shit, man. I
you rack up some dough. $22 an hour, I would charge.
$24 an hour.
I think
there's nobody going to pay $24 an hour for you to
I think on the app, you should be able to set like how much you're willing to pay, and somebody can accept or deny if they will accept.
So it'll be like Uber, basically. You get a fare estimate. Like you get an estimate how long the person's got to stand in line.
You could do bidding process. Because have you ever, what was it? Those trucker shows?
Oh, Shipping Wars.
Shipping Wars. Yeah. It would basically be like that. It was like, oh, I'll do it for $20 an hour. Oh, I'll do it for $10.50 an hour.
And then you got that homeless guy, I'll do it for a McDouble.
And you can offer it in the app. You can choose McDouble, Whopper Jr. with cheese. You know, you could. That'd be pretty sweet, man. That is what. Get on it before someone watches this and takes it.
Let's talk to Adam Milich, and because he's the app developing master.
Yes, he is the app developing master. I mean, but Star Wars, I'm excited. I mean, I'm going to an early showtime on Thursday, so I'm probably going to have to get there at 5:30 for my 7:30 showtime.
It comes out, what, like on a Thursday?
Yeah.
You're going to have to get there Wednesday.
Get there Wednesday at Showplay 16.
Yeah, they're doing like a 24-hour, like there's a show, like one right after the other.
Yep, right after the other.
There's another one.
No, but how many actual, do they
screens?
I would imagine they would have it like.
Showplay 12, I think, is doing, like around here, is doing every theater but one. And then 16 is doing like four theaters, and the rest are regular other movies. Yeah. But Showcase 12 is like taking over like the whole thing with Star Wars.
So yeah, I would imagine, because I mean they're both the same company. I would imagine they would just put every single screen of that because what is it, 12 and 16 are literally right next to one another.
Yeah, a few blocks apart.
Yep. I'm surprised that they haven't even estimated the amount of money this movie is going to make. I mean, this money is going to make ridiculous amounts of money.
I can probably put money down on it that this is going to like blow out.
Are we talking in the U.S. or worldwide?
U.S.
I'm talking worldwide. I think this is going to blow out Avatar like beyond like destroy Avatar. What is it? Avatar is the highest grossing movie of all time now, right?
I thought it was something else took
either
over.
Either that or Titanic.
No, Titanic was two because it was first Titanic, and then
I think Avatar took over.
I don't know if anything has beaten out Avatar.
So how movies nowadays need to make money is they need to make money worldwide. The international market's bigger. So I mean, it's gonna make a ton of money in the U.S. But if you really want, it's gotta be a movie that somebody in China can watch.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those people were in China, fucking.
But that's why Avatar kind of wasn't like, I mean, Star Wars isn't really country bait. You know what I'm saying? It's intergalactic, I guess you can consider it. So maybe it will do really well worldwide, but.
Well, we can only see. But I have my money on it.
I think it's gonna blow it out.
Have you seen Avatar?
I've seen it once.
I bought the Blu-ray of it.
I've never seen it.
It was actually not that bad of a movie, but I mean, it's kind of like.
I didn't think it should be the top grossing movie of all time.
No, but
like, it's good.
The reason that it hit so well, I think, is because it was like the first movie of its kind to where it's like 3D,
CGI, super action.
Crazy, they put a shitload ton of budget into it. I mean, it was the first movie of its kind.
I didn't think that was like one of the first ones like when it came out on Blu-ray, like one of the first movies you could actually watch in 3D on your television.
What's that?
Avatar.
Oh, okay.
But before, no one cared about 3D anymore on their TVs.
Yeah.
I saw a 3D movie.
I don't have a TV.
I've only
everything on my Mac.
I've seen one 3D movie on like a 3D TV. It was, what's that stupid space movie with Sandra Bullock? Gravity?
Yeah, Gravity.
Yeah, I saw that. And it's not that cool. Like, I don't think I would.
I always get at like a movie theater with the glasses. I always get a headache watching.
Yeah, you like you get
some
sick.
Some people do. Some chicks that I've dated before, like they would never want to go to the 3D. I love 3D movies. I can sit in a 3D movie all the time, and they would be like, "No, I don't want to go to the 3D movie. I get a headache." And I'm like, "Well, fuck. There goes my good time." Like,
well, did you just dump them and get rid of them then?
Yeah, that's a
deal breaker.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
You don't like 3D movies? Get the fuck out of my car.
I mean, if she didn't like your classic either, right? I mean,
we're
not going to get into that.
No.
But, I mean, is that a deal breaker for you?
Nah, but it's a pain in the butt because I like going to movies. Like, I like going to theaters.
You don't seem like the movie going type. You seem like just watching it.
Yeah, I love going to movies too.
I go to the movies all the time. I'm like a. Stubbs card holder.
Dude,
I'll go with, like, I can load up a Stubbs card and like just max it out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I checked my balance for what it, I think it was last year. I think I spent like almost like $300 to $400 on, like, because you know, like when you charge, like you can use your Stubbs card to like, get like popcorn, snack. Yeah, yeah. Dude, that's the killer, dude, is the fucking snacks.
Dude, cool. I keister my snacks, dude. Like,
just have your girl stocking them in your purse.
Got a Slurpee. He's fueling a Slurpee.
He puts it in a plastic bag, a Ziploc baggie, and then he just pours it in his own cup.
Takes it to his stomach.
I don't got guaps for that kind of stuff.
I mean, you do go to the movie theater and you get a large popcorn and two drinks. It costs you $22.
Yeah, so it's like $18.
I'm like, seriously? Like, is popcorn going to give me a blowjob or something? I mean.
No, I have
you. That's why you cut the hole in the bottom of the popcorn and you. And then when she's going in,
I usually like to try eating all my popcorn and snacks before the movie starts. And I don't know if anybody else does that because I can't eat and watch the movie and focus. It's too hard. Like I'm like during the previews, I'm smashing that popcorn. So as soon as the movie starts, I'm just focused on the movie. Then, like maybe eventually I'll take a sip or eat a couple pop, but like it's just too much going on for me. Like reaching in a bag of popcorn, trying to watch the movie, like. I gotta eat it right away before the movie starts.
That's normally what happened to me. Like, I mean, because normally, like, I like to sit through the previews, and I like nachos. Like, my nachos are like if
you're
I'm going,
you don't get it. You don't get enough cheese though.
Dude, yeah, that's another sad part.
First world
but,
problems.
But my go-to is nachos at the movie theater. I'll smash those nachos like before the previews are even close to being done, dude. I love nachos, but that's just me.
Have you ever been at those movie theaters where you could sit in the recliner and order like beers and wine?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been to one.
There's one up in West Rogers or near West Rogers,
yeah,
that I've gone to. It was actually pretty decent. I'll tell you about the story. All right, so now, here's the story with that happened to me.
The date from hell.
It wasn't a date from hell. I was just really angry about it.
Okay.
So like, I normally do not. Like if I go on a date to go to the movies, I'm not the guy that's gonna like be like, oh, let's like make out or like fucking,
oh yeah,
or like bang,
yeah,
in the movie theater.
That.
No. If I want to go to a movie, I'm going to the movie to watch the movie.
I mean, you're paying
like,
for it.
I'm paying for it. Yeah, but I like to go to the movies to watch a movie. We can bang and like do all that stuff
bang
and make
in
out.
My tutor.
We can do that some other time. I'm taking you to watch a movie. Watch a goddamn movie and leave me alone and
right.
Watch a movie. Most of you guys know, Spider-Man is my shit. I love Spider-Man. I have like everything Spider-Man. Like my car is.
I mean, your
Spider-Man,
ribs are painted blue.
Blue and red. Spider-Man.
I thought
is
you
my
said
guy.
Ribs for a second.
My ribs. I went to go see Spider-Man. The Amazing
one.
Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it was either one or two.
The
so I went that one of the newer ones. I went to one of those bar type ones where you can like you can buy beer and stuff like that. Well, we had gotten to the theater kind of like actually relatively early, almost a half an hour early. I had, you know, like three beers while you know we were waiting, and so I get in the movie theater, watch the whole movie, and then I'm like thinking, I don't remember anything I just fucking watched.
You
I like buzzed too hard and I just like the movie just went and it was gone. I did not process the movie at all.
I was just gonna say like it would be kind of cool to go to a bar and just like get all loaded up and go see a movie.
No, because I love Spider-Man. No, I love Spider-Man. I was so angry like I literally because then I realized like I don't know what the fuck I just watched.
You were just like,
I literally like have
so,
no idea.
You had so many beers. You were just focusing and I'm like, give me a minute.
No, I wasn't drunk.
No, and that deep breathing over
there. No, I wasn't drunk, but I just had enough of a buzz to where I just did not process any of the movie.
Right.
Like I didn't remember anything that happened. I just was
holy
like,
holy shit. Sorry. Dude, that photo over there is an animation, and the girl's sitting on the hood of a fucking Pontiac Solstice.
Yeah, it is.
I just fucking noticed that. Dude, that is your car.
That's my car. That's it, dude. Holy shit. I'll bang that cartoon chick, dude. Because she likes my car.
You heard it first, folks. He will bang a cartoon chick.
Because she likes my car.
Dude, that's been there for like a couple weeks and I've never noticed that.
That's pretty dope. And that's actually very weird because I don't remember ever seeing any sort of like advertisements for my car.
For those of you that are not getting this right now, he owns a Pontiac Solstice. So, and it is a classic.
It's not a classic. It's a rare car.
It's a rare car.
All right, but continue.
So I was angry.
Did you take it out on her?
I smacked her around, and she should have known better. Who are you to like let me drink beer? especially when you know that I like Spider-Man. Like you should have been like, hey, you know, take it easy. No, I make my own rules. I slapped her around a little bit. But no,
violence.
That was my story of.
And you're on our show. Why?
Because I made you put me on the show.
Okay.
Because I got a dragon mug. I'm a real gangster.
You're a real gangster, so I'm moving around.
It's a wooden mug. I like it.
I'm taking this home, mate. Thanks.
I got this nice stainless steel mug.
I mean, that's what we're about.
That rocks. That ceramic. Can't go wrong.
I made this myself. Actually, no, I didn't. But
spun it on the wheel. Did you have
my
like
ghost?
Did you have like did you have what's his face like? What's
Patrick
Swayze?
Like. He just went inside of you.
Whispering that hot breath, bro.
You got on that Hotline Bling, dude?
Hotline Bling?
Oh my god, I fucking hate that song.
No.
I mean, I expect you to hate that song.
Like, I swear to God, okay, just the other day, my radio in my car was acting up, my AV jack was acting up, I was telling you about it. I drove to one place. It was like a 20-minute drive.
You don't listen to the radio
at all. Do not touch.
Neither do I.
Fucking hate the radio.
I listen to the radio all day.
I hate the radio. I was like 20 minutes where I drove like to work, and I despised so that
just,
20 minutes.
Do you use like Pandora? You just got...
No, I'll just use YouTube. I'll just go straight YouTube and just like and like pick any song that I want.
You gotta get the YouTube Red so you can home screen out now.
But I mean, I swear to God, that was like the worst 20 minutes of my life. Like, I hate the radio so goddamn much. I cannot stand it.
When I'm at work, I got tired of just listening to all the same songs getting repeated. So I started listening to a lot of talk radio.
But like ESPN radio.
Yeah, ESPN radio.
I will listen to some ESPN radio every once in a while. When I had Sirius XM, though, when I had Sirius XM, that's all I listened to. I didn't even listen to my Spotify. I always listen to Sirius XM. You get no commercials or anything like that, and it was always awesome music.
Sirius XM, I mean, I've had it because, I mean, like, I mean, I just bought my new car, and, you know, they always, like...
Give you a free trial.
Give you that little free trial for a little bit. And I used it, and I've used it in, like, other cars that I've had, like my dad's car, my mom's car when they were new. There's not really any, like, I mean, there's, like, one station that I might listen to, because I listen to, like, really heavy metal, and it's, like, was it Liquid Metal, or, like, one of those?
And
it doesn't always play, like, stuff that
music,
I really like.
Music now is just so on demand. Like, there's such a huge, like, variety of music. If the station doesn't play what you want, it's pointless to listen to.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, exactly. That's why.
People have Spotify. That's why I don't. You can listen to any song you want when you want to hear it.
I can't stand the radio.
Been times I've been so angry at work and at the radio, I'll just drive in silence.
Oh, yeah.
I just roll down my window and listen to the traffic noise.
What?
Yeah, dude, I go crazy at work. I'm an animal sometimes. Like, especially in the winter, if I'm, like, sitting in traffic and, like, I'm running late at work and I'm sitting in traffic and I'm mad, I'll just shut the radio off and just listen to the highway noises.
And just yell at people, hey! Hey!
Yeah, dude, like, there's... I don't know. Or if I get really sleepy and you're like, you try turning on the radio to keep you awake, that never works.
Roll the window down.
I mean, I'll crank that window down.
It actually works.
70, dude. Stick my head out for a second.
When I used to drive the shows in, I'd be falling. I used to drive at night, fall asleep like after 8 hours in when I used to do the 8 to 10 hour drives. And I just roll the window down, especially like I was in South Dakota once. It was like negative 20. So that negative 20 cold air is going. Yes, and it keeps you awake. And then. You know, I mean, that's what I used to do. The music puts me to sleep.
I'm the worst with, like, driving home, like, sleepy, because, like, that happens to me all the time. I've been in multiple situations where, like, it feels like I took a nap and then woke up and then I'm home.
I hate that.
How did this... Yeah. I was just on the north side. No. Like, what happened?
I was at work one time, pulled over. Like, I think I got something to eat or ate a sandwich. And then I don't know what happened. I just remember waking up and I'm on 294. Like, where the fuck am I going? Like, why am I at 294 right now? I was just eating a sandwich.
That's nuts, man. That's crazy. Like, sometimes my body can autopilot me to my house, but like it's scary though. Where it's just like, I feel like I just took a nap and woke up at home and I was the one driving. Like, what is going on? It's insane. Like, I don't know how I haven't, like, killed people.
Another worst feeling I have is I got a really good sense of direction. One time I was in River Oaks, which is kind of easy to get around. And for some reason, I could not remember where the Target is. Target's closed out now, but I was, like, on 159th, like, where are you, Target? I could not find it. Dude, I think I got on my phone, too, and it was going slow. Like, I couldn't find the map. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to Target anymore. I just couldn't process where it was at. I don't know if I was... fucked up or tired or something. I just could not remember where the Target was.
I don't think that's ever happened to me like that. I become so loyal on my GPS. So.
Oh yeah, I can't like go anywhere without GPS. Like I'm directionally challenged.
I mean, I don't think I don't think I've ever used a map in my life. Like I used to use MapQuest.
Where it was at.
I used to use those because it would tell you like the exact direction.
Turn by turn.
No, but I'm talking about like you go into a gas station and you get the almanac of all the
an atlas.
And I never used to sit there and look at a map. All right, guys, we got to go up Highway 31. Then we got to turn here. And I never ever did that.
I've never done that. No.
I kind of want to do that one time with all of us, just like get in the car and do that. And I see how fucking lost we get.
No, dude, no. What we do is we get in someone's car, like your car, and then we disable the windows so the windows don't roll down. We get a Crave case, and then we go on a road trip.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. So we pull.
I wonder if anybody's ever done that.
We pull the window power window fuse in your car, right? And we're going on like an 8 hour drive, and then the only snacks we buy are White Castle.
Dude, that's
and so the windows don't roll
so
down.
So crepe cases only. No, there's like, yeah, like you can't get mozzarella sticks, chicken, the chicken rings.
Yeah, but it's got to come from White Castle.
Oh
White Castle
my food, gosh.
But mostly, definitely crepe case, jalapeno.
Can we bring a shitter in the car? I mean,
jalapeno.
We
cheese.
Only stop for gas.
Oh, dude, like,
come on.
That's it, dude. Windows don't roll down either.
I got. I need White Castle like right now. Like we need to do this afterwards. Like I just you're talking about it and it's supposed to be like super gross, like farts and all that stuff. But I'm just like I really want some White Castle.
I mean,
right
dude,
now.
White Castle's got some good mozzarella sticks. Oh,
do they have good food? I mean, it's terrible.
It
for
is
you.
What it is. Yeah.
I mean, for the people that live on the east, like out east, that don't get the experience of White Castle, I'm really really sorry.
Over east, it's West Coast that doesn't have White Castle.
Actually, a lot of East Coast places don't have White Castle either. So East and West, I'm sorry.
If you don't have a White Castle.
We are so sorry because you're missing out. But we miss out because we don't have In-N-Out Burger or have Whataburger.
Where did we go when we were in Denver for a few hours?
What, a chain?
Yeah, somewhere.
I can't remember. Hardee's.
Hardee's?
It was a Hardee's. You never had a Hardee's before. Yeah, but we could drive 45 minutes away from here and grab a Hardee's. But he's never had a Hardee's before.
I've never had Hardee's either.
But it's like going like when you go down to Indianapolis, get Jack in a Box because we don't have Jack in a Box out here.
What's the place that I mean? Probably one of the newer
chain restaurants.
It opened up in River Oaks.
Sonic.
Oh, okay. I've always heard that Sonic has really good food. I've only had one thing from them. It was like one of their like cherry limeades or something.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
Those are really good.
And
those are good.
Those are good. Like I've always wanted to have Sonic, but I've just never had.
Their chicken strip sandwich. It's like, dude, I was like, all right, I'll get it. It's probably have one chicken strip. It was like $1.50. Mm-hmm. You get three loaded chicken strips on it, and they put it on Texas toast, and they put like mayonnaise on it. I was like. $1.50. I mean, that's pretty decent, you know, with Sonic, because you go to Burger King, you can't get anything for a dollar anymore.
I never really like going to Sonic because you just sit there in your car and you feel. If you go to Sonic by yourself and you go to the drive, like the driving part where they bring in food, and you're by yourself. That's like the most depressing.
when they come out, they're sitting there probably thinking, "God, this guy
came here by himself." And I like to order like multiple items, and you're sitting in your car by yourself, just eating the worst food, man. Like you're like. Man, my life's going nowhere. I'm going to go to Sonic right now by myself. Not the drive-thru. I want to sit there at the car hop.
on Tinder.
Yeah, exactly.
For now, we are signing off. And make sure you like us, subscribe
to
us. Yep, traffic on the 10s and the 2s. Actually, Adam does it way better. Way better. So, but we're going to wrap it up today. And thanks for being in the studio, checking us out. Like us on Facebook, all that good stuff, yada, yada, yada. This is MT Matt, Mike Trinidad, Adam Malkowski, and we will see you next week here on Overdrive Reality.